ask that you continue to in your safekeeping. We give you praise. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. So go out and have a wonderful day, as we know that forever God is faithful. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, and thank you. Thank you so much for seeing and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer, and even for that tag, Forever God is Faithful Friday. We thank God for you, and safe travels as you go towards Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I, along with Minister Villa, in honor of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we say welcome to you this Friday morning. And if this is your first time joining us, we are here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. We call it our telecommunications sanctuary. So we also encourage you to encourage others that this is a great way to start their day. Now, we actually started this call way back in 2010, and like I mentioned before, through these two anointed and appointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I tell you, these women of God said yes, and it's been going on, and believe it or not, we'll be celebrating 7 years this year. Oh, God's complete number, that's going to be wonderful. So to give you just a little history, this call was based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So again, we encourage you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and tell them to come on the Master's Call. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived on that site, and even the bios of our speakers are there. And one thing that I love to notice is that we are standing on our theme for the year, and it is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord, and we hope that you all would love to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful ministry, please, we encourage you to do so, because you may want to greet, such as what Minister Willa did so wonderfully, and then you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then there's a word you may have that you want to share, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your praise reports as well as your prayer requests to that information, info@themasterscall.net. Now, today is Friday, and as Minister Willa had mentioned, is that we will be able to verbally submit our prayers and our requests, so we encourage you to do so in our second half of our call. God has blessed many of us to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful company. It is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. It is Artist International, and now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life. We're doing new things, great beginnings. I'm telling you, we are helping people with their health as well as their wealth, and we're so excited about it. We had a wonderful call last night, and we got people that are going forth towards president, and our next conference will be the United Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, we will be there September 22nd, 23rd. So be in the place and invite guests to come and join us there. We're excited because God is doing great things with this company. You'll hear more about it if you get on the call that's right after this call. It is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Platinum Friday, and it is our new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. Now, I'm just going to go on and get out of the way because we are excited to hear what God has to say to us this morning. I tell you, we have a woman of God that's been a blessing to the masses. She's been a blessing to the TMC call, and she's personally been a blessing to me. She is none other than Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. She is the daughter of deceased Ural and Patricia Lauderdale. She had lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child of which she has a sister and a brother. She is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, where she earned a BS degree in chemical justice. And she is a single, saved, and satisfied woman of God in Jesus. She is the mother of one wonderful son, Kalon Taj Williams, who has been a blessing to all of us. We call him our child, too. And she is currently employed at the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She has been a blessing to the masses by serving as a woman of God and with the parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, with a golfing organization in her church as a member. She's even assisted a lady with her child care program there in Inglewood, California. She is now under Faith Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where Pastor Bishop Kenneth Ulmer is the pastor. She loves to travel. She loves to encourage people. She loves to support others, especially her son, Kalon. Of course, he is the basketball guru, and she is the basketball mom. She believes that she could raise her son in the way he should be, and I'm telling you, that is the way he's going. He is a Proverbs 22:6 character, okay? I tell you, standing on God's word. This woman of God understands that the master call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature, but to be a spiritual leader and to grow as the woman of God has called her to be. She is in so many different eras in the Southern California era. I can't mention them all, but I tell you what, she stands tall. She stands wonderful in the power of God. She stands on his word, and she's going to present his word to you this morning. I introduce to some, present to others, our very own songbird of Inglewood, California, none other than Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany? Are you there, Minister Tiffany? I thought maybe she came in on a different call.
Good morning. Is she not on your line?
No, she's not. But tell you what,
she's not on the board, so you can go on and introduce me. I'll go on.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, this woman doesn't need any introduction, okay? Because she is a power-packed woman of God, always ready to serve, always ready to give what God has given her. This is a woman of God who's been a blessing to the masses, and not only to the TMC, but to the world in its entirety, okay? She is known all over the globe. I introduce to some, present to others, our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa. She's a pastor, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of PV, Texas. Take it away, Dr. V. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, TMC family. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. A big thanks to you, Minister Brenda, Prayer General, for hopping in, giving us that host to assignment this morning, stepping in. And thank you, Minister Willa, as always, for greeting all of God's people and ushering us in with that powerful word of prayer on this Friday. We salute each and every one of you. I know some of you all are just so pumped, so excited from the call, from the online presentation last night with a new format, new possibilities to enter even greater health and wealth. So we praise God for that. But utmost this day, we thank him for another opportunity to glorify and to magnify God's name. Thank you for the co-founder who has served along with us for, we're going on, we're going to hit 7 years, can you believe it, on October 10th. And this upcoming July 12th is her birthday, and that's none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And so we're just having a great time of celebration and honoring all that God has done and is doing in us and through us. This morning, I want to briefly talk about two things that have been on my heart, and I've been simmering over them, and it was kind of funny because I had to, quote, step in and do double duty on Wednesday at our church by coming in to teach our mission ladies and then go on and teach my regular Wednesday night Bible study. And the last time I was on this call, we talked about hope, the word of hope, and I had told you all that it blessed me because I was watching Bishop Jakes, and he was talking about how many of us are in the church, love God with all of our heart, but we're frustrated. And we know the scripture that says hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. What does that mean? It means that when you are believing something, and hope means expectation, and it's usually positive when you hope something happens, but you are looking forward to something and it just keeps being put off. You have hope about getting that new home, and you look up 2 years later and it still hasn't manifested. A hope for that relationship. You just knew this time this year you would be in a relationship, and that hasn't manifested. Or just knew this time you've been hoping for and doing all you knew to do, and you're still way in debt. One thing happens after another, and it was saying that hope deferred makes the heart sick. We're not seeing the breakthroughs and the miracles, and we haven't always understood the why. And when I was chewing on that with the ladies, it was talking about hope, godly hope is what produces true possibilities. And I said, well, that descriptive word right before, because if it's not godly hope, you know, we can open up our mouths and say, well, I hope they never come back here again. That's not godly hope, because that means you're not exercising in forgiveness. Or we can say, well, I hope they don't call on me. And that's that fear. That's not godly hope. When I'm trying to hit, push some folks out the nest so that they spread their wings and fly, yet there's so much inside of them that all of us need. And so when we were talking about godly hope, and I was really in intercession last night into this morning, and God was dealing with me about a message that I had spoke a while back about until we embrace total truth. So I'm going to talk this morning about total truth. He said a lot of times, our hope, our desires, we're not being totally truthful about what we're saying. And what does that mean? Our motives may not be what they should be. And even though we can be sincere, I have to say this, God dealt with me about this years ago. Even though we can be sincere, my brother, my sisters, we sometimes are sincerely wrong. And when we are wrong, we haven't always been honest about realigning ourselves with the truth, or for some of us, just repenting and turning and going the other way. So we're going to talk and deal this morning. Go on and put your spiritual safety belts on. It may get a little rocky, a little rough, but it'll all be the truth. And it's the truth that sets us free, but it's really the truth that we know, that we apply, that sets us free. Because something can be an elephant in the room and be the truth, but if you won't acknowledge it, if you won't embrace it, if you won't speak to that mountain and deal with it, how will we be free? Don't say amen or oh me. So we're going to this morning talk about total truth, living the truth, being an instrument of the truth. And our text comes from Ephesians 4, 14 through 16, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. And he spent more time in Ephesus more than any other place. He spent almost 3.5 years in one stretch as a tent maker, really building the church, spending time pouring into the people of God day after day. Because remember, Christianity was the new thing on the block. Christianity was still a different mindset, a different lifestyle to a lot of believers. So according to the NIV in Ephesians 4, 14 through 16 reads, "Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming." And verse 15, that really is the theme of my personal ministry, Gathering of the Eagles ministry. God gave me this back in 1996. Verse 15, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become all in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." So every one of us have something to do, and then fitly joined together, we get it done. We always use the example of the human body. The legs know they're carrying us, and the feet know it's the main support that balances us. The ears know its job is to hear. If the ear got up this morning and said, "I'm tired of being up here. I want to go down there and see what the feet are doing. I want to be the feet today." NASA, we got a problem. There'd be a problem. If the eyes, thank God we have eyes, but if the eyes decided that I don't feel like seeing, I want to see what the knee does. I want to be that view. We're like, hold up. The knee is for bending to be flexible and to carry all this weight we have. What do you mean you want to come down here? It's an order of God that we have to tell people the truth about line upon line, precept upon precept. And as we live out eternal truths of God, his eternal promises, they have no choice. So let's start with verse 14. Speaks of making our minds to be rooted and grounded in God's truth, no longer being wishy-washy, tossed to and fro. Remember, God's words are eternal. There's truth in them that you can hold on to from generation to generation, from yesterday, today, and forever. Faith is how God's people are supposed to live. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, that's the truth. So when our money is funny and our change is strange, God still is your Jehovah Yuri, your Jehovah Jireh. When the doctor does give you a fact that there may be cancer in your body or borderline diabetes or whatever ailment he may say, that may be a fact, but the truth of God's word is from Peter, "By his stripes I am healed." When we embrace truth, when we do the work to walk in truth, when you have been justifiably misused, mistreated, and it's just straight up wrong, will you hold on to the truth of God's word that tells us to forgive those who despitefully use you, to pray for your enemies, or will you just be determined to hold on to your attitude, and then still want God to bless you, and you're not following the truth of his word? Come on this morning, let's say amen or oh me. We're talking about total truth this morning. See, today, this morning, we're going to all of us look in the Holy Ghost mirror and deal with our old beliefs, our old actions, our old lifestyle. And that's where verse 15 is so important. in chapter 4 of Ephesians, but speaking the truth in love, agape love. I love you too much to lie to you. I love you too much to deceive you in your heart by not speaking the truth, but I'm going to serve it on a platter of love where it will be redemptive. Some of us tell the truth, but we come with a billy club, a bat, where we beat people so badly, they don't just leave the church, they leave the body of Christ because you haven't spoke with God's agape love. See, the absolute truth or the total truth is actually scary for some of us. So that's why we color, we dress up, we often stretch the truth with so many things we don't. We do and say it, then we must understand that God is no longer going to permit us these, quote, colorful liberties, end quote, with his truth. And the reason I can say this and pray so hard is when you have a head of a country who doesn't operate in truth, that's why we got to pray for our president. And when you have branches of government that just turn their head and act like they don't hear the truth, when you have parts of the body of Christ who justify the truth because they believe the ends justify the means, then we're in trouble. The words have never changed about how God feels. That wasn't an exaggeration. It was a lie. That wasn't just, oh, we all have hiccups. That was choosing sin. And when we don't speak the truth in love, see, too often, it literally comes close to just we're speaking a lie while we have deceived ourselves into believing that we're talking by faith when we all know there is a spiritual principle. There is a spiritual principle in Romans 4:17. Call those things and be not as though they were. And long before dream board till visualization and all of that's good and motivational speakers, we were motivated how God told Abraham, I'm going to call you Abraham, and told him to see with eyes of faith, to stand in his alpha, and with the eyes of faith through the annals of time, look through to your omega and see it already done. Yes, yes, we understand that biblical truth, but we can't ignore the balance of the gospel that we're calling those things in by faith, not decreeing that it's a fact right now. What are you saying, Dr. V, in my last minute? There's a basic act of faith, just telling the truth, clearly understanding the difference in speaking the truth in love and activating the heavenlies with words of faith and anointed affirmation. That's why on every morning call, on the motivational call, we decree a thing. We speak an affirmation. We align the heavens with what the word says. It doesn't happen because you wanted to. It doesn't happen even just because you love Jesus. It happens because you open your mouth and you decree and you declare to the heavens the word of God, the will of God, the purposes of God to be established in your life. That's the total truth that you're creating, that you're perfecting each and every day. So today, let's make a decision to live in total truth, to speak the total truth, and to be instruments of God's truth. Father, I seal this word. I speak it with such an urgency in my spirit that we're not fighting in prayer. We're not saying what you say about us. Our hearts are sincere, but many have been derailed and deceived and in delusion because we haven't put on that armor of God every day. We haven't spent that time with you to press in to your promises. We repent for the time we wasted, but this day is a new day, and your mercies are new every morning. So this day we stand up big with faith in you, speaking, living, and walking in your total truth, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I tell you, God does not make any mistakes. This was a message that we needed, and I'm so happy that we'll be able to saturate ourselves in it over the weekend. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. we will go into a word of prayer, and I will be calling you back because I know you got so much more in you, and we're going to go into prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing. I glorify you, Father, for being the Most High God all by yourself. I thank you, Lord God, for this powerful message, total truth, Lord God. And when we walk in total truth, Lord God, it presents total praise. Oh, Father God, I glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Lord God, that we will see ourselves as you see us, Lord God, and that we will walk in the truth, Lord God. And you say when we will know the truth will make us free. Oh, glory to your holy and righteous name for Dr. Vanessa for giving us this message from on high, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that we as your people will hear, and not only hear, but be doers of your word, Father God. I thank you for Dr. P.K. Patton, oh God. I ask that you continue to strengthen her, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for every person on in the sound of my voice, Lord God, that you will minister each and every one of us in a special way. I thank you for the bereaved families, Lord God. I glorify you, Father, for comforting them like none other. I thank you, Lord God, for healing those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. And, Father, I thank you, last but not least, for artist life, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in this great company, Lord God. And we as your people who are called by your name will be the ministers in the marketplace that you called us to be. I ask you, Father, for the blessings of Abraham to overtake Dr. Vanessa as she continues to bless your name, Lord, in all that she does. Bless her mother in a special way. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Share this word with somebody. Give them the playback number. It is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the, remember, the new morning motivational call is up. It's coming up next, but we have in our second portion of this call, you guys. Stay on with us. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Willow, for seating and greeting. We ask God's traveling grace upon you and your husband as you travel to Fort Lauderdale. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful message this morning, total truth. Oh, Lord God, we're going to share this word. And would you please come back and carry on. Let the Lord use you. Love and appreciate all of you.
Amen, amen. Love you. We're going to have the benediction, and for those who can stay for part two, this is always something we do, which is take your prayer requests and your praise reports. We will be honored to have you. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, oh, we come to you seeking the truth from you to work in us and through us, to be instruments of truth, living, walking, sharing the truth of your gospel each and every day. Father, we repent again and ask you to arrest the areas in our life that are not lining up with the truth of your word. We ask for your grace and your mercy to redeem the time when we've not often operated in your total truth. Father, I thank you that we are not just hearers of your word, but we are doers, so that godly hope will spring forth eternal and produce the promises, and we will receive the rewards that we are entitled to because we operate in your truth. We seal and decree in our lives as we go through this weekend that your blessings, your word, and your will is established in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God for our first half, where I pray that word will minister to you, and we'll be getting those links up so you'll have it on our website, themasterscall.net, or can call in to the playback number, because our heart, our desire, and we endeavor is to make sure that we are a place and a platform where the Word of God goes forth freely. Well, now we have the exciting part also to hear from you, to hear from each and every one of you. Your life. There ought to be some more testimonies. You know, I was getting on our church on Wednesday night also about how important testimony service was when we were growing up. Yes, even in our Baptist church, yes, we had testimony time, and they would share the goodness of God. Because, see, those old saints weren't ever confused. They knew it was God who made a way to pay that utility bill, or God that made a way to get that extra grocery in for those babies. It was God who made a way for that promotion when racism was just so clear that they would never have that opportunity, but God did it. It was God who touched some bodies when they were given a doctor's report. So we encourage the hearts of others, and that's where that hope gets sprinkled with the truth of God performing his promises. So it ought to be more of us every week coming forth with a testimony. None is too small, and all are big in the sight of God. Because when we wake up knowing that we woke up and someone else didn't. This weekend I am so busy with three funerals of folks who've gone home, and it just brings me back to a place of such keen appreciation. Last weekend we were putting to rest the coach who had been here for years, and I don't know what it is in the water here, y'all, at Prairie View. But folks don't know how to retire at Prairie View University. And even when they do retire, they don't stop working. You know, my father was 88 years young when he went home to be the Lord, and still was on the payroll, still writing grants for Prairie View. And a coach who had taken track team to the Olympics years back, he had retired, but he was still up there every day. And it was a beautiful homecoming ceremony of over 200 young men and the community who came to give just different powerful testimonies. It was a long funeral, but it was a great homegoing, just sharing testimonies of how he had affected their life, how he had pulled money out of his pocket when the school athletic department didn't have it to make sure the kids would get everything they need. And this weekend, a young pastor dropped dead, and we're burying him, and it just reminds me of young friend of mine, only 48 years old, heart attack up out of here. And only one who's 90, she's passed, but her school, a school is named after her husband, and so many great things she did in this community. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. And we have to walk in the total truth of knowing that it's only from the goodness of Jesus, only the goodness of God, that allows us another day, that you woke up this morning in your right mind, as the old saints say, and you have another day, another opportunity to be his mouthpiece with a message. The queue is open. Hit *6, then 1. And if you have a prayer request, we are here as ambassadors of prayer. It's an honor to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, and to intercede for you. It's our privilege to bombard heaven and to pray the word of God, to birth the will of God in our lives. So we are continuing to pray. Artists United is officially going to be the 22nd and the 23rd. And as I had mentioned to our prayer warriors on Tuesday, I'm having not heard back from her because she was ill when she returned into town on Tuesday. Pastor LaVonya Lewis is a minister there in Las Vegas. And I was trying to coordinate with her instead of us having a Sunday service to see about the feasibility of all of us going to join her while we were there in Las Vegas and her providing transportation for us. But now I'm being told they are considering us going to a beautiful hotel we went to a couple of years ago. But it's a retreat kind of five-star place, a good 50, 60 miles outside of Vegas. So if we confirm there, then we'll need to go in and have church service there. So we're asking you all to not plan on leaving before Sunday evening, because we're going to have church somewhere that September 22nd, 23rd weekend. So we're keeping our Artists United conference lifted up in prayer, praying for us to get out and sell this awesome artist product so you'll have the money to go. The finances will be there, and that God will give us favor to have the time off for those who need it from work and for others of us who need the arrangements of caregivers while we're gone. but for all of it to come together and to just pray for the success of the meeting. So we're keeping that in prayer. And for all those who've had recent homegoings of loved ones, to continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. So no one has come into the queue as of yet. And again, all you have to do is hit star one, star six and one. All right, prayer general. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you again for that powerful message this morning. I usually don't come on Fridays, but I'm asking prayer for the White and the Terrell family, the homegoing service of our cousin Jason White is today in Indianapolis, Indiana, and you were talking about how young he was, only 39 when he left here. So I'm asking for prayer for the family, and also I just got word a day or two ago that my daughter-in-law, Kim, had surgery, and she is recovering, so I'm asking for a speedy recovery for her. And last night I heard them mention that Monte Carlo in Las Vegas. That's what I heard, the Monte Carlo Las Vegas Resort. So anyway, all is well. Thank you so much for everything that you do. God bless you, and back to you.
Yeah, that's the one way out. Okay. All right. Well, we'll be planning then. And thank you. And then I see Miss Willa. You've hopped on the line. Good morning. My team
good
got
morning,
a question.
Good morning. Good morning again, our TMC family. And thank you for that rich word this morning. I will have to go and hear the playback because I did not hear it in its entirety, but the part I did hear blessed my heart, blessed my soul. A praise report for little Fiona, whom we were praying for on Tuesday. The baby who was diagnosed with infantile spasms, has the doctor did the MRI, and there's no brain damage, praise God. And she has been put on steroids for the next 2 weeks. And so the steroids should get her back to being able to live a normal life. As we know, she's only 6 months old. So our prayer is that this medication works and only does what it's supposed to do, and that her mother, who has to administer the steroids because it's in the form of a shot, that God would enable her to do that, because sticking her baby twice a day is what she has to do, is give her a shot twice a day, has been very difficult for her. And then I'd like for prayer for my friend whose son passed away on Wednesday. He fell and hit his head and died. So that's the Mahone family, asking for prayer for them in Chicago. And just praise report, as you know, today is our granddaughter's first birthday, so we're on our way there to celebrate with them. So we thank God for the blessing of baby Taryn. And that's it for me, family. Thank you.
Okay, you said it's a Mahone family. Is that what the name you
Mahone
said? But
yes, Mahone. Mahone. Mahone.
Okay, I spelled it right. Family with death of, you said a son that fell on his head?
Yes, my friend Gwen's son, who has to be about in his 40s now, fell. He just fell. She didn't say whether it was an accident or not, but he fell, hit his head on Tuesday, and passed away on Wednesday morning.
Wow. All righty, and then you and Mr. Jerry, tell Jerry we said hi, and the TMC family sends our love, as you all have travels and mercies on your way.
Did you hear me
say
hi?
Amen. Tell Jerry, we're rooting for you, Jerry. We understand. We just love you so much.
He said he doesn't talk and drive. Hello.
Okay, well, you all go be safe. And we will definitely be praying for just an awesome weekend for that first birthday of that grandbaby, Taryn.
Yes, and you know what? We got up at 3:30 to be on the road for a one-year-old party. As you would say, Lord have mercy.
Well, that's it? That's it? All right. Love you.
Thank you.
All righty. Is there anyone else before we go to prayer? Okay. And then we will now go and end our time of intercession. do this. All right. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you today for this faithful Friday, for another opportunity to magnify, to exalt your holy name. We thank you, Father, for just your blessings, your bountiful blessings that you have bestowed upon these, your people. We thank you for the Master's Call family and for the legacy and just the time that you've given us day after day, week after week, year after year, to be a place that always prays with the promises of God going forth in our lives for our entire artist family. Now we thank you, Daddy God, for the Diaz de Leon family as we lift them up, and thank you for the presentation from Elvia and Alejandre as they're excited for this new season, this new growth, this fresh wind of your spirit on this company. We continue to pray to understand the importance of the intercession as we walk in total truth. We thank you, Father, for the upcoming conference, Artists United, that we are bombarding heaven, that your kingdom come, your will be done, that the finances, the favor for time off, and Father, for all that's needed to have this conference go smoothly is accomplished. We pray for the corporate offices. They're so fervently and diligently preparing for this upcoming time together. We just thank you, Lord, for the TMC family that has always been so faithful to undergird these events in prayer and to have a platform each and every day for us to come together and be fed the Word of God. Stir up truth in our hearts and our minds and our actions and our deeds, the godly truth that offers no excuses but walks in love to create a firm foundation of faith in each and every one of our lives. We thank you this morning, Father, for every listener on the line and even those who will call back in for those spoken and these unspoken prayer requests. God, you know. You know the desires of our hearts. You know the needs that are necessary. You know even just the desires. I thank you that your divine intervention, we activate it now according to your word, that we will water the fallow ground and nourish the seeds of truth that you planted in our heart. And we will be those ambassadors of hope as we go out being your ministers in the marketplace. We lift up Jason White's family, our dear prayer general, Brenda Terrell and her husband, his family, 39 years young, but he's in your presence, God. The times that we don't understand, give us peace where we won't want to put a comma where you have put a period. So we just thank you for healing of hearts, that it will be a celebration of life. We ask for traveling mercies for the families as they head to Indiana, and we just thank you that peace and strength and comfort that only comes from you will be afforded to this family. And Father, we speak of the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to Kim, Minister Brenda's daughter in love. We just thank you from the crown of her head to the soles of her body. We send the word of healing to her body straight, and that she will be a good steward of her holy temple to do what she needs to do so that she recovers and becomes that miracle in the making. And Father, we thank you so much for our praying woman of God, our minister Willa. And Father, even as they're headed to the birthday celebration of their granddaughter, 1 year of life, you've afforded beautiful little Karen, and how she's been used as your instrument for unity, for love, for just simplicity of life. We just thank you that the angels of God encampeth around that car as they travel to Fort Lauderdale. We just thank you for sweet communion inside of the car, and we thank you for all the many prayers that Minister Willa has been a matriarch in that family. And now we pray for Fiona. We rejoice that there was no brain damage, but as this young 6-month-old child is on steroids, steady the hand of her mother, because we know no child loves to sit still. but you steady her hand as twice a day she applies these drugs, and we thank you that they do only what they're supposed to do, which is bring about normalcy, healing, and health to this child. We thank you from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet for a Holy Ghost blood transfusion. Oh, Father, we thank you that you, by your power, have snatched this child out of the jaws of infirmity and bring her into that place of optimal health. You know, we speak peace to her mom and dad, and we thank you for your faithfulness, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We pray for the Mahode family, for this untimely death of a son, only 40 years young. So we send words of comfort and peace to this family in Chicago. You have that celebration. Be one that they're reminded of how precious life is, and Father, the life and the legacy and the love that he will transcend through his children and through other family members. We just thank you, Daddy God, that you're having your way. So again, Father, as we go out this weekend, as we go out in our going in and our coming out, let us be your ambassadors of truth. Let us be your epistles that live the truth of your word. And Father, every truth that we expound and that we explain is spoken through the filter of godly love that ministers to the hearts, the spirits, the minds of all those around us, so that the hope we have in Christ will manifest, will produce the promises, won't be deferred, but it'll be delivered in manifestation. So I thank you for this time we've had together, as some will be headed to the morning motivational call and others will go on about their day. Let us go on discerning. Let us go on sensitive. Let us go on proactive to be your hands extended, to be your living epistle, to be your mouthpiece with the message that gives you the glory, that decrees and declares that you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and that you do and have always heard and answered prayer. So we don't wait till the battle's over. Ah, these your people, we shout now, knowing that as we have embraced the truth of your word today, we will see the manifestations of your promise. Now we seal it, we decree it, and we declare it done and so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have an awesome weekend and look forward to hearing you on the Master's Call on Monday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.